Während da Wobbe mit Alef, die Gemorre hat erst der Kasche. Der Bereise hat said, that we darshan from the Posek, wo hoja becho chait, that if you over bal ta'acher, so you'll have a chait. Veloi bekol boncho chait. But the chet does not affect the kolben, which means, in other words, the kolben does not become posek. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do you need this posik? We have another posik. We have a posik that we learn out from a Hekish, Becher to Meiser, that even though it says, by Becher, Lifnei Hashem Aleikecha Techlenu Shona B'Shona, that a Becher has to be eaten, you have to be Makriv a Becher, B'Seich Shnosoi, Afal Pikein. If you were Makriv it afterwards, the next year, it's also a kosher kolben. And so Rashi explains, so normally, if you're makriv a bechoyer after the year, you are even bal ta'acher. Vafal pike, we learn out from a posik that it's a posik, that it's a kosher kolben. So we see that bal ta'acher does not pass all the kolben. So bal ta'acher does not pass all the kolben. So why do you need this pasuk? V'hoye b'chochet v'loy b'kolbon chochet. We know already that Baal Tacha doesn't pass all the kolben. So the Gemara answered that that pasuk is speaking about p'chayr. P'chayr is a kolben that's not meratze. It's tamazay a kolben. But kochim de b'nei harzoninu, kochim that are mechaper, or it comes l'doirin. So such a kolben, I would think, that is not meratze if he was over bal ta'acher, is kamash melon, that afal pikein, that's why we have this posik voye b'chochet, is coming to tell us that a chatos that he was over bal ta'acher, it also is a kosher kolben. You cannot learn out chatos from b'chayr, because b'chayr is a kolben that is no ritzui, and chatos, there is a ritzui. That's what we were up to yesterday. So the Gemara asks, "Va'akati mid the ben azayin afke." The beginning of the Avovah Medalas. That's true. From Bechir, you can't learn out that Bal Ta'acha doesn't pass a achatos. But there's a drosha from Ben Azai, and from Ben Azai we can figure this out. And therefore, so we're back to the old kasha. If we have Ben Azai's drosha, so why do we need this drosha? We have Ben Asai's drosha. What is Ben Asai's drosha? The sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Ben Azai oimer, oisai ma talmud loimer. The posik says, a difficult posik to translate, im ochel ye ochel mibsar zevach shlomo bayoim ashlishi, lo ye rotze hamakriv oisai lo ye choshev lo pigul yiye. The Gemara tells us that this pasuk is not speaking about a person who ate a kolben shlomim the third day. That's noisa. The pasuk isn't speaking about that. The pasuk is speaking about that a person, b'shas zrike, let us say, b'shas shchite, he was mechashev. He thought that he'll eat this kolben the third day. There was a mechashove psule, b'shas shchite, b'shas zrike. And that passes the kolben. And the igeya lonu, the posik, which tells us that the kolben is posul, is, it says, the chelik of the posik is lo yerotze hamakriv oisoi. So really, let us have an igeya lonu, lo yerotze oisoi. This kolben will not be merutze. That's hamakriv, comes for something else. Lo yerotze oisoi. So this kolben will not be merutze. So now, this word oisoi is extra. It could have said, im ochel ye ochel mibsal zevach shlomo bayoy mashlish, if he thinks to eat it on the third day, lo yerotze, it won't be merutze. We're speaking about a kolben over here. So why did the posik have to write an extra word oisoi? So Ben Azai said, Ben Azai oime, oisoi ma talmud loima, we had a posik that one is not permitted to bring a kolben after this man, after Shalosh Regolim, according to the Tanakhama, whenever this man is, I would think, af ma'ach nidrei bebal yerotzes, I would be under the impression that if a person was ma'acher havos nidroi, it's also a posel korban like pigul. Talmud loyma, so therefore there's a miut. Oisai beloy yerotze. Pigul is beloy yerotze, vein ma'acher nidroi beloy yerotze. But if a person is ma'acher havos nidroi, it's not a posel korban. Rabbi Hammer was explained beautifully this Gemara, what's the connection Pigul to Baal Ta'acher. But Pigul is that he's thinking that it should be eaten Shaloi Bismanoi. That means it's a kosher kolben, but Bishas, he was makriv the kolben, he had a machshove that he'll eat it Shaloi Bismanoi. What is Baal Ta'acher? It was brought Shaloi Bismanoi. It was brought too late. It should have been brought in Shalosh Rigolim. So, Mimela, I would think, if a korban was brought bismanoi, and the oivet thought that he'll eat it shaloi bismanoi, it passes the korban. If the korban was brought shaloi bismanoi, it was brought after the shalosh regolim, so I would think it passes the korban. So therefore, it says, Amir, oisai bibal yerotze, ve'ein ma'acher nidrei b'lo yerotze. Ba'al koponim, now let's get back to the kasha. So the kasha is, so why do you need this posik? So we have an offener posik, according to Ben Azai, that a kolben with which he was over Baal Ta'achel does not become posel. So the Gemara, so why do you need this miut? B'chochet v'loi b'kolbon chochet. I have an offener posik. The Baal Ta'achel does not posel a kolben. So the Gemara says, Elo becha chait v'loi be'ishtecha chait. The miut of becha, you're going to have a chait, is not memayit kolben, because kolben I know from Ben Azai's Roshe. No, becha chait is memayit v'loi be'ishtecha chait. Your wife will not suffer from that what you are ma'acher havos akol. Salke daita chamina, hoyel v'omar Rab Yochanan v'itayme Rab Elozo, ein ishtoi shal odo meisa, elim kei mevakshim imenu momoin v'einloi. Achmanin etzlon, that a person can lose his wife. Taisva says this is speaking about that a person made a neder, and he wasn't mekayim the neder. And the einish of this is ishtoi meisa. Shenemar im ein lecho l'shalim. If you don't have to pay up and you're not paying up, lomo yikach mishkovcha mitachtecha. Why should the Rebbein Shalom have to take away your wife from you? So, Memela, we have such a posik, a gewaldike chaymer in the dorim, that if a person does not pay up the nether, it's ishtoi meisa. So, eimo b'hai ovin de baal ta'acher nami ishtoi meisa. So, I would think that if he was ma'acher this man, he also didn't pay up at the right time. He paid it up late. So, I would think just like when he doesn't pay up at all, it is an oinish of ishtoi meisa. So, who adin if he pays up late is also such an oinish. Is kamash melon, so that's pshan de becho, by baal ta'acha voyo becho chet, you have a chet, v'loi be'ishtecho, your wife will not be punished for your ichel, that you are ma'achel the tashlumim of the neder. That is what the becho is coming according to Ben Azai. The Sfas Emes explains, we have to understand one thing, the Bereise said, we had a Baraisa. The Baraisa darshened each phrase in the posse. So the Baraisa darshened, Behoyo becho chait, veloi beko boncho chait. The Baraisa says that the posse is teaching us the kolben does not become posel. That's what the posse is teaching us. So the Gemara is Takasha, according to Ben Azai, I have a different posse that the kolben doesn't become posel. It says, Oisai b'loi yerotze, b'loi b'al te'achem b'loi yerotze, have a different posik. So the Braise says, the Bechor is coming to tell us, Bechor chet v'loi b'ishtecho. Fine. That's beautiful. But the Braise says, the posik is coming to tell us, Bechor chet v'loi b'kolboncha. What do you do with the Braise? The Braise says it's going to tell us that the kolben is not posel. What are you telling me? The Braise doesn't say it's coming to tell me, Bechor v'loi b'ishtecho. That's what the Sfas Emes says. So the Sfas Emes answers as follows. We'll see in Taisvis, this drosha of Ben Azai is Ben Azai's a drosha. Ben Azai darshan this drosha, oisoi belo yerotze, belo balta acha belo yerotze. There's a Rabbi Lezer in Zvochim which didn't darshan this oisoi. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the barais is fine. According to Rabbi Lezer doesn't have a posik to tell me that the korban is not puzzled. He doesn't darshan Ben Azai's drosha. So according to Rabbi Elazar, you need the pasuk bechochet v'loy bekorban chochet. According to Rabbi Elazar, you need the pasuk that the Baraisa brought. The Gemara only asked, but according to Ben Azai, what are you going to do with the pasuk? So the Gemara answers, according to Ben Azai, use it for a different drasha. But the Baraisa is not going according to Ben Azai. The Baraisa taki darshins v'hoya bechochet v'loy bekorban chochet. The Baraisa is telling me that the korban will not be possible. But according to Ben Azai, I have a different pasuk to tell me this. According to Ben Azai, he'll use this drasha of bechor to tell me b'loy b'ishtachochet. With this, the Sfas Emes wants to verempfer akashe was the Welt fragt after Eure Chaim HaKodesh. The Chaim HaKodesh says pshat in Chumash, and the pasuk says as follows. The pasuk says, let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yisa'acha l'shalmoi. You shouldn't be ma'acha. You made a nether, don't be ma'acha. Ki dorish yidrishenu Hashem alikecha. Dei bishtevet monen for dir. You ma'acha rakobim, dei bishtevet monen for dir. Vohoyo, what's going to be b'chocheit? So the Chaim HaKodesh says, what's pshat in pasuk? Vohoyo b'chocheit. Bavoy nedorim meisim ishto yubonov shel odom. But you should know that if you're going to be ma'acher, it's a bitter geschäft. Meisim ishto yubonov shel odom. So Terechaim weiter, becho cheit loshen chesorin, something will be nechser from you. Shal yidei ichur haneder, by being ma'acher the neder. Yechoser mimenu ishtoi shikigufoi oizare shugamken chelik mimenu. So the Chaim HaKodesh says pshatn posik, if a person will be ma'acher aneder, v'hoya v'chochet, there'll be a chesorin by you, and the chesorin comes to include the wife and the children. Azizuk the Chaim HaKodesh. Fine. So they learned the Chaim HaKodesh. The Chaim HaKodesh says that for being ma'acher aneder, is Rachman and Etzlan Ishtay Meisei. That's what the Chaim HaKodesh says. So they ask, there's an offer in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Vakert. He's saying Vakert from the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'hoya b'cho chet v'loi b'ishtacho. The Chaim said Vakert from the Gemara. So they all bamba, the Chaim HaKodesh, at Fazena Gemara. So the Svasem is a bit Fazena Gemara. This Gemara is only going according to Ben Azai. Ben Azai, you knew already from the Pasuk. From his pasuk, that the korban doesn't become posel. So the Gemara asks, according to Ben Azai, what do you do with the bechor? So Ben Azai says, I use the bechor to tell me, v'loi b'ishtacha. That's according to Ben Azai. But according to the Tan of the Beraisa, the Tan of the Beraisa used the bechor to tell me that the korban doesn't become posel. So that's it. According to the Tan of the Beraisa, I don't have a posik that his wife won't die. The posik just says the korban doesn't become posel. So the Chaim HaKodesh is speaking according to the Tanakama and Daf Hayam at Beis. The Gemara and Davova Medalov is speaking according to Ben Azai. Let us see what Rashi says. Oysoi ma Talmud loyma betoires koyenim toni lo gabi pigul. Lo ye rotza makrib oysoi lo ye choshev. So there's a diuk. Oysoi, a kolbin that they were mefagul. He taught him Hashem is pigul. That is a posel a kolbin. Asha Engain, about Achadik Yekobin is not possible. Let us see Taisvis. Mid the Ben Azai Nafke. The Gemara is the Kashem. Why do you need this Posik? Voye Bechochet, Voloy Bekobon Chochet. I have a Posik. I have a Posik of Oisai Beloy Yerotze, Voloy Balta Acha Beloy Yerotze. So Taisus says as follows, Besoif Peirik Beis Dizvochim, Polig Rabbelozer Aben Azai. Rabbelozer is Chaylik Aben Azai. He does, the Dorish, the Oisai,
B'zevach u'medaber v'einim medaber b'koyim.
There would be a havamina that the koyim that's mefagel loses his kedushas kune. So the oisai is coming to tell us that not only the korban becomes possible, the koyim doesn't lose his kedushas kune. So according to Rabbi Lozo, the oisai is not coming to tell us that about the achadik korban is not possible. The oisai is coming to tell us something else. So Memeila, according to Rabbi Lozo, Taisva says, it's very good why you need the Bechol Chet, why the Kobon Chochet. According to Rabbi Lozo, Avol Reitzel Yashiv Kan, Alibe de Benazi, the Gemara wants to say, that's good. According to Rabbi Lozo, I know why you need the Pesach, Bechol Chet, why the Kobon Chochet. But according to Ben Azai, why do you need the Pesach for? Avol Reitzel Yashiv, Alibe de Benazi. The kula sugye masik hosom kemoi bishmaitin. In the Gemara in Zvochim, we repeat our whole sugye. The Gemara asks the kasha according to Ben Azai, why do you need the bechor chait? And the Gemara, first the Gemara asks why you have a pasuk by prayer. So the Gemara says prayer is dafke lav baritzui. But I would think achatos is a baritzui, so then it should be possible. Then the Gemara asks Bechol Chet, and the Gemara says Bechol Chet, Vay Bishto Chet. So the whole Shakel of Ataya, which we have in our Gemara Shoshana, we have the same Gemara in Masech Tzvach. Uktsas Koshe. Now Tosfos asks Akashe, Shrei Hosom Doichik Liyashev Milse Da Acherim Alibe De Ben Azai. Now Tosfos asks as follows. The Gemara in Zvachim asks, we just mentioned it a minute ago, according to Ben Azai, why do you need a posik? Is a good korban. Typically from the drosha of Bechor. By Bechor it says, we're makish Bechor to Meisel, that just like Meisel that's a year old or 2 years old is doesn't become posel. So Bechor that's 2 years old is also not posel. So we see that Baal Ta'acha doesn't passel the Kobam. So the Gemara is Sakasha and Ben Azai. So why do we need your posel if you can learn out from Bechor? That's what the Gemara is. The Gemara says, our teretz that the Bechor, I would think, because it's a la b'nei harzo. But Koshim b'nei harzo, I would think, does become posel. But the same Gemara you have over there. But Tzas Koshim. Shrei hosom doichik liyashev milse da'acherim alibe de ben azai. The Gemara wants to say over there, how does ben azai shtim with these acherim? Ubetmura besoif eilu kochim, gabi rabbi yoisi hoya oimer gimel dvorim mishum gimel zakeinim, mashme de ben azai de muki hekeshe de maisa lebchoyer, Ma'bcher einay nechol elo lifnim min achoyme, af ma'iser einay nechol elo lifnim min achoyme, lastly the achere. Well, there's a hekish ma'iser to b'cher. So Ben Azai personally learns this hekish is coming to tell us, aloche, that just like we learn out ma'iser from b'cher, just like b'cher is only nechol lifnim min achoyme, So Mice is also only Nechel Lefnim in Chaymes Yerushalayim. That's what the Hekesh is coming to tell us. And the Gemara seems to say over there that if he learns the Hekesh this way, he does not learn the Hekesh like the Acherim learned. The Acherim learns Fakel, Bechor from Mice. Just like Mice doesn't become Posel, Bechor also doesn't become Posel after 2 years. So the Gemara asks, Ula Rabbonon, the mafkilei letayma chine becher shein in ifsul mishona lechavet aminole. So the Gemara asks, according to Ben Azai, that's the Rabbonon, who does not use the hekish to tell us that I learn out becher from maise. He says, I use the hekish to learn maise from becher. So how does Ben Azai know this halacha that a becher doesn't become possible? That's the Gemara's kasha in Temuret. Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara in Temure that Ben Azai personally does not hold of this Hekish. So Taisvis is asking Akasha as follows. The Gemara asked in Zvachim, according to Ben Azai, why do you need a posik to tell me that Baal Ta'acha doesn't pass a Kobin? I can learn out from the Hekish Becher to Meisel, just like Meisel, that's 2 years old, isn't possible, so who would in Becher that's 2 years old is also not possible? That's the Gemara's Kashin Zvochim. So the Gemara should have answered, you're asking on Ben Azai? Ben Azai doesn't hold up this Hekish, look in Tmure. If you be a Boki, you'll know that the Kashin doesn't find sich nicht on. That's Taisvis Kasha. So why did the Gemara in Zvochim have to ask the Kasha? You could answer the Kasha, no, Ben Azai l'shitose. No, that's a Polish oifen out of him for the Kasha. But the Gemara wanted to say, b'chol oifen it's good. That means, only with Bekiyis you give him for the Kasha. I'll tell you, Samazaya Peretz. That's what Taisvis says. L'davoini, I don't understand Taisvis Kasha, because the Gemara asks, according to Ben Azai, how do you know that a Bechoyer that's 2 years old is not possible? So the Gemara brings a different drosh. He doesn't hold of the Hekish, he holds of a different drosh. Shona b'shona, if it was eaten the second year, it's also kosher. So Lemaise Ben Azai also has a posik to tell me that the Bechoyer doesn't become possible. So we have idea of Akash and Ben Azai. He has a different posik. Not the Hekish, he has a posik of Shona Bishona. But Al Kopone Ben Azai has a posik that a Bechir doesn't become posel after 2 years. So you see that Baal Ta'acha doesn't posel a Bechir. I bezois, why do you need your posik of Isai? I don't understand Tais Viskashi. He holds the same aloha that the Bechir doesn't become posel from a different drosha. So the why do we have a kasha? So why do you need your drosha of Isai? Elim came mevakshim imenu momoin ve'ein loy. B'soiv perik sheini dizvochem perish bekuntris. This einish, that a person is nenish, that ishtay meisa, what is momoin ve'ein loy? It's speaking about momoin shel gezel. It's speaking about that he stole money, he doesn't have to pay it up, and because of avoin ze ishtay meisa. Avonire, Taisu says, I would wish to disagree. The Mairi, I think the Posek is speaking about Beneder. The Muchik Beperik Bememadlikim, the Sanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Ba'avoin Nidorim Meisa Ishtoi Shel Odom. Shenemar Im Ein Lecho Leshalem, Lomo Yikach Mishkovcho Mitachtecho. That if you're not going to pay up, so the Rabbi Shalom Achmanus Lon will take away his wife. So it's going on the door. V'ho de dorish hocha b'cho chayt v'loi b'ishta cho chayt. Our Gemara that says by nedorim his wife will not be nenish by ichel nedorim. Mayri b'mishalim acharkach. Our Gemara is speaking about he paid up later. Ela she'ovar b'bal ta'ach. He did not pay up in time, but he eventually paid up. So if he paid up some emela, then there's no einish on the wife. Even though he didn't pay up in the correct time, he paid up even a meuchadik his man, but that's still called paying up. So you don't have this einish. The Gemara in Shabbos that says, Bavoin nedori meise ishtai, means that he didn't pay up in Gansen. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha, so if a person eventually pays up his ein ishtay meise, so when does the wife die? If he eventually pays up, so when do we have a tzir that ishtay meise by nedorim? Maybe he'll pay up in 5 years. So how do we understand these two halachas? So from the Taisvis Rid, it would seem to say as follows, a mechudish tekedin, that this pasuk is speaking about ein loy. The time came to pay up. Let's say it's after this man about tacha, and he doesn't have money. So Bashel hu sham, he had made a nether. He doesn't have money to pay up the nether when it should have been paid up. That's finished. I maybe tomorrow become a millionaire. Rechen Bashel hu sham, he made a nether. He didn't pay up the nether. It's ishtay meisa. Our Gemara is speaking about, he has money in the bank. He didn't pay up. It's Fakat Yunza Seichel. The point is, isn't the Rishonim. But he has money, he can pay up. He's not paying up yet. Not paying up yet, that is not Ishtay Meis. He has the Koyach to pay up. He has the ability, but he's not paying up. So I don't say he didn't pay up the nether. He's in a matzav, he could pay up. So memele, so by him it's only an inyan of ichel. He's not paying up in time, since he has the potentials and the potentials to pay up. Masha einkein einloy. Now he does. That means when the time came to pay up, and he doesn't have with what to pay up. So then there's an einish, achmana nitzlan of misa. Zok the gemara weiter. Now a new sugya. Tana Rabbanon. Now this pasuk is like two psukim after the pasuk of Kisido Nadal Hashem Aleikecha Leisacha Leshalmoi. That's now right afterwards. Two psukim afterwards is a new pasuk. Moitzei Sfosecha. So the Tana Rabbanon. Moitzei Sfosecha Zu Mitzvis Asei. This is a Mitzvis Asei. Tishmoy, what mitzvah say? So Rashi says, mitzvah says the mitzvah say, the mistama hochi amakra, mitzvah svasecha kayem. You should be mekayem, mitzvah svasecha. You said something, be mekayem what you said. It's a mitzvah say. Tishmoy, it says the next word is tishmoy. Zu mitzvahs loisase. So Rashi says, Tishmer zu mitzvahs loisase. What's a loisase? Sheloi ta'acha. You should not be ma'acha. Kidarav oven omer rabbi loi. Komokim shenema. Hishomer pen vi'al. That's a loisase. So if a person is ma'acha, he's over alav. It says further in the pasuk, Va'osiso. And you'll do it. You'll bring it. So this the Gemara darshins asore lebezden sheyasuche. It's asore to bezden. That bezden is mechuyev if a person does not pay up birtzaynoi. So bezden forces him to pay up. Kasher nodarto. Next two words are kasher nodarto. Zeneder. That this is applicable by a neder. Lashem aleikecha elu chatois vashomais oilois ushlomen. There's also a lava, there's also a iser and a esser, an esser and a iser. Nedove kemashmoi. That by nedove, there's a esser to pay and a lava to be macher. Asher dibarto elu koche bedek habayis. If you magdish something lebedek habayis, there's also an esser and a lava. Vepicha zu tzedoke. So that's, so each word of this posik, the gemara, darshans, it's on different mechayvim, on tzedakah, on nedarim, on nedoves, on chatois vashomis, on bedek habayis, and on the other phrases, the gemara darshans, one is coming to tell us as a mitzvah sasei, one is coming to tell us a mitzvah loisase. Zok the gemara vayta. Now we're going to start reviewing this paraisa. Omama, moitzei svosecha zu mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah sasei that you should bring the korban. Should be mekayim what you said. In fact, the Gemara, lomoli, why do you need a mitzvah asay? Mi vibosa shoma vaveisam shoma nafke. We learned before, tupsukim before, we're speaking about the same inyan. A person is ma'acher tashlumei nidroi. So it says there's a mitzvah asay that you should bring it when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you should bring the korban. So Mamela, and that's Pshat, and this mitzvah sasei also. The mitzvah sasei, when should I be mekayim at the next minute? Some in Nilmat Sosum and Amafayrish. You learn out that, just like before we said, there's a mitzvah sasei when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. So you should be mekayim your nether when you come to the Beis HaMikdash. So I have already one posik. Why do you need another mitzvah sasei? Let's go further. Tishmer zu mitzvah loisase. It's a loisase, you shouldn't be ma'acha. So the Gemara is lomoli, meloisa acha l'shalmai nafka, have a lav, loisa acha l'shalmai. Vaasisa, azore lebezn sheyasucha, bezn forces him. Lomoli, I have a different posik, miyakriv oisai nafka. It says a different posik in Vayikra that you should force him to bring it. Desanya, yakriv oisai, melamid shekoifen oisai, you force him to bring the korban. Yochel bal kolchoi, you force him bal kolchoi. Talmud loyma lirtzoinoi. It says yakriv oisai, you force him lirtzoinoi. He should want. So that sounds like double talk. Hakeitzat Kaifen oisoi ache yoima roitzani. You force him until he says he wants. You twist his arm. You want? Yeah, I want. Oh, you want? Oh, you want? So now bring the kolb. It's bekannt as a Rambam in Hilchus Geirishin. The Rambam asks a kasha, what is pshat? You're forcing him. And he says he wants. So you're forcing him. It's still forced. He says he wants. You twisted his arm. You forced him. So the male, he said he wants. So the Rambam says as follows. She'ein oimrim onus. When is it called he's forced? El lemishen nilchatz v'nitchak lasayz davar she'einim mechuyev by minatayra. A person was forced to do something, but the Torah wasn't mechayev him to do. So that's called he was forced. It was not done miritzayne. Aval mi she'tokfoy yetzer hara levatel mitzvah. A person, his yetzer hara was misgaber over him, not to do a mitzvah. Behuka, and they bezed and bet him up, at she'oso dovo she'chayev la'soisei. Till he did the mitzvah that he's mechuyev to do. Ein ze onos mimenu, it's not called he was forced to do the mitzvah, elohu onas atzmai bedatei hara, he was forcing himself not to do the mitzvah. Uma'achar, so the Rambam says, a gewaldike loshen. Ma'achar shehu reitze, will give him a questionnaire. Ma'achar shehu reitze liyos mi Yisrael. He wants to be a yid, number one. V'reitze lasis kol ha-mitzvahs. He wants to do mitzvahs. So what's happening over here? V'yitzroi hu shetokvoi. So that means b'pnimiyis levovoi. He wants to be good. He wants to do mitzvahs. No, he has a tremendous obstacle. He has a yetzer hara that's forcing him not to do the mitzvah. V'kivin shehukat shetoshash yitzroi v'maroitzani kvar oso l'rtzoyne. So it's called that he wasn't forced to do it. It's considered he did what he really wanted to do because he wants to be a yid and he wants to do mitzvahs. So that's exactly what we forced him. We forced him to do what he wanted to do. So the kfir was only to weaken his yetzer. So lemaise, so that the kaifen oisoy atche yoima roitzani. Aba al koponim, we have here three kashas. From this pasuk, we learn a mitzvah saseh, that he has to bring the nether each regal. From this pasuk, we learn there's a lav to be ma'acha the nether. From this pasuk, we learn that you force him to bring the kolben. And on these three halachas, we have a different essay, we have a different law, we have a different lima that you force them. So it's repetitious. So the Gemara asks, so why do you need two psukim? And for the Gemara as follows. Chad de omar veloy afresh. One posik is speaking about, and the Ritva says, which posik is this? That's the posik of Baitzis for Sechot Ishmael. This pasuk is speaking about a person didn't do anything. He made a neder, moitzei svasecha. The oma, he said he's going to bring a kolben. Abavoloi afrish, he wasn't mafrish a kolben. And this person, there's a baal ta'acher, there's a mitzvah saseh, you said you're going to do it, you have to make sure it comes a regel, you have to be mafrish to kolben. The bosom shama vaveisim shama. Passed by three regolm, he didn't do anything, yechayev ala. And Besdin will force you also that you should start doing something. That's this pasuk. And the previous pasuk, where it says, Leisa'ache l'shalmoy, the pasuk of Avosam Shoma Vavesam Shoma, that's speaking about a different case. V'chad afrish v'loy akrib. That means he was mafrish the kolben already, but he didn't deliver the kolben. He was mafrish a kolben without delivering it. So there's two psukim to tell us that an omar v'loy afrish, there's an essay in a lav and a din kviye. An afrish v'loy akriv, there's an essay in a lav and a din kviye. And you need both psukim. The iashmi in an omar v'loy afrish, if it would only say omar v'loy afrish, that means he said, I'm going to bring a kolben. He's not doing anything. So I would think, mishum de loy kaime le dibura. You said something. You said a neder you're going to bring. And you weren't mekayim your dibur. Avol afrish v'lo yakrif. But what happens if this person was mafrish hakolben? I have the kolben. Let's speak about Benik Abayis. Benik Abayis is the biggest chiddush. He said, harei zu hegdish. It belongs to hegdish. So what is missing now? Delivery. No, I'm a delivery boy. I would not wish it finished this moment for my level. Kol heiched the Isai would think, Megasa the Rachmona Isa. It is kifinzich b'shus kavoya. Lashem ha'oretz ha'maloya. Rabbi Nishlom, the whole world is yours. I was magdashit. It's in your reshus. A guten tag. The Gabbai has problems now. So let him go and pick it up from me. But what's wrong? I was mafrish. I was magdashit. It belongs to Bezik Abayis. So I would think there's no din bal ta'acha for not delivering it. He did it already. What he did, he made his nechosim hegdish. So now finished. The rest, let the gabbai do. Shtei nitazoi. So it says, no, you have to go and make sure, you have to take care that it gets to Bede Kabayis. So that's what he has to say this pasuk. If we would only say this pasuk, if a person is mafrish something, he has to deliver it. So I would think the komashile gabei, because the avla of ichor is because it's a type of a gezel. You're holding rechush gavoya. You're holding money which belongs to hegdish. You're not delivering it. That's a gezel. You have it, deliver it. Avol om avloy afrish aimad dibura like lumo. But om avloy afrish, I would think that's no problem. There's no gezel over here. He said he's going to do it. Good, he said. So Mamelev, I would think there's no lav of bal ta'acha just for saying. As long as there's no momen gavoya around, there's no gezel momen gavoya, I would think dibura avloy klumo. Tzriche. So that's why we need both psukim. Need a posik to tell me that there's a lav and an esse by Oma v'loy afrish and a posik by afrish v'loy ach. Let us see Rashi. Moitzis v'secha, this we said already, v'sisa kochacha mikanas hor lebezn lochoit, bezn forces him. Lashem aloy kecha, kro yiseira, it's a nibirke posik, Lidroshe l'rabbeis tova shebechoyve chatois v'ashomois that is mechuyim. Beficha zutztoke kro yeseire dorish. Yakriv oisei al pesach oil moid. Yakriv oisei is also kro yeseire. It's an ibrike posik. Doksiv bereishe yakriv eno. It says already that he should bring the kolben. So here it means that Bezen should force him to bring it. So the Gemara answers, chad da omar olai. He said, he was mekabel a neder on himself, v'loy afrishe. The other speaking about afrish v'loy akriv. So let us see the Gemara further. In fact, the Gemara, umi motzis amrit the oma v'loy afrish, how could you say that the posik is speaking about oma v'loy afrish? Yeah, that the second posik is speaking about oma v'loy afrish v'nedovik siv. By this pasuk, it mentions nedova. Usnan, ezehu neder. What is the translation of a neder? Ha'oimer harei olai oilo. That means he's mekabel on himself a neder to bring a korban oilo. That is a neder. A neder means he did not do anything as yet. He was just mekabel on himself a neder to bring. V'ezehi nedove, what is the translation of a nedove? Ha'oima harei zu oilo. This behema is a korban oilo. So memela, so it comes out, a nedove means he was mafrish. He was already mafrish. He said, harei zu oilo. That's a nedove. A neder is, he wasn't mafrish, he was mekabel on himself to bring a korban. Now the Mishnah says further, which is, Oma bein neder l'nedove. What is the difference between a neder and a dove halachically? So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says as follows. Neder, if he said, I'm going to bring an oila. Mace, what happens if he was mafresh? He said, I'm going to bring an oila. What happens? He was mafresh a kolben, and later the behemoth died, or got stolen. Chay bach yusai. He has to be mafresh another behemoth. Because that was his nether. I have to see to bring an oila. This one died, so bring another one. Nidava, if he only said, Harei zu oila, he said, Mesa, and it died, Oinignava, Einechai Bachiusa. He said, this should be an oila, it died, so it died, finished. That's all that I said. I said, this should be an oila. It died, so there's no chiv on me to be mafresh, a different one. I'll call upon him. The Gemara's kasha is, if you say that the pasuk that starts off in Meitzis Vasecha Tishma, Vasisa Kasha Nadata Lashem Alekecha Nadove, is speaking about Oma Veloyafresh, you can't say that because it says Nadove. And Nadove, it means Afresh. That's the Taisha Dove. Eze Nadove, Arezu Oilo. Omarove, Mashkachasla, Kigoin de Oma, Harei olai oila, a person was mekabel on himself, I'll bring an oila, al menashe eini chayev ba'achriyuso. That I should have no responsibilities after I mafresh it, that's it. If I was makrivit, it's good. If I wasn't makrivit, it got stolen, it's also good. So that means, nedova means he made a neder, omar, to bring a nedova. So b'meil, that is pshat nedova. Zogt Rashi, Mashkach, Vanedove Ksive, Ubekrod the Baltach, and Amir Rabbeinu Levi Gzeira Shove. So you can't say that the Nedove over here is going on Afrish Vlayakrib, because they have a Pasuk of there also that tells me Nedove. So what do you do with this Nedove? So the Gemara brings the difference between Nedo and Nedove. Meisa Nignav, Imifrisha La'achas Man a Neder, and then it got to only has to bring a different one. Mashkachas lod om avle hifrish vave nedove, ki goy dom arele oyla al menas, shek she afrishen ola yischai bach yusa. When I'm afrish it, I'm not responsible what happens afterwards. Period. Zog taisvis. We had, moitzis posechos o mitzvis asei, tersi vahayoytzei mi picham tasu. So we see when it says such a lashon of Meitzis Vasecha, so it means that one shouldn't remain with lip service. He should be Oima Va'oiseh. He should do what he said, because it says, Ayeitzi Mipichem Tasu. Sasemis asks, Taisus brought up it's an interesting pasuk. This pasuk is not speaking about Nedarim. It's speaking about the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven. Taisus should have brought up pasuk, That's a person that's speaking about Nedorim. He should do what he said he's going to do. Tishmer zu mitzvahs loy sase. Tishmer is a mitzvahs loy sase. Taimer. So Taisa says, Samrinen beper kamaitzi tvillen, kabihode mukim vishomarto. So we have an argument when it says Tishmer, be careful, that means a loy sase. The pasuk says, "V'shamarta sachuka hazois b'tfilin." It's speaking about v'shamarta sachuka hazois b'tfilin b'yomim yamima. The pasuk is speaking about that you should lay tfilin by day and not by night. The muki Rabbi Kiva b'pesach. Rabbi Kiva says that v'shamarta sachuka hazois b'yomim yamima from year to year, you should be mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. Afal Pikain, so now it should come out that if the Shamarta is going on Pesach, and our Gemara says, wherever it says, Tishmer, Shmire, it's a Loisase, so it should come out that Pesach is a mitzvah Loisase, the Motoiske coming. In the book, Rabbi Kiva be Pesach, Afilohi Pesach is a mitzvah Sasei? So Taisvis asks, so how is it that way? Why is it that way? So the Gemara says, Mishum di shomer the ese asay. If it's a shomer, he shomer to do a mitzvah asay, then that shmira is also an asay. He shomer is only a loisas if it's a shomer of a lav. But the shomer of an asay, it's also an asay. The chayim beperek basra de yuma, we find the same yisoy that a shomer of an asay is an asay. Why isn't there a lav that one is by inui of Yom Kippurim? Why isn't there a lav? So Reish Lakish said, "Mishum delay efsha." How could there be a lav? Tehechi lichtayv. What should the Torah say it should be a lav? Like the Gemara, "Parch belichtayv, he shama be inui." Be careful and be ma'ani yourself. Umishane, he shomer the essay, essay. He shomer of an essay. It's also not a lab, it's an essay. So what pshana a gemara? We have two gemaras. A gemara by Rabbi Kiva by Korban Pesach. A gemara by Lishrokis. That Ishama of an essay is an essay. And here it says that Baitzis Vosech or Tishmer is a lav. Trektor Toysviz. Vahainami Ishama de Esahu. She shalim mashenovda vasei Baitzis Vosech. That Baitzis Vosech or Tishmer. So why does Agamora say that Tishmer is a lav? It's a shmira an a mitzvah sasei. Yishloima the tefillin la'achashki yisachama. There it's speaking about tefillin for person. One should like tefillin yomim by day, not by night. The koi a'eset the hanochas tefillin. It's going. Be careful. You should like it by day, not by night. Avesei. Aval tishma dahochi koi is not going on, it's not going on moitzis vosecho, no, it's going on loiteacha, to laelmine, it's going on the lava of loiteacha. She yishma shaloyacha. So memela, so that's a yishomer of a lav. So it's a loisas. Period. Now, Taisa says further. Rabbi Yochanan doma b'seif ha-koimetz chabe, kabi miniach tfilin la'acher shkiya sachama, di shoma de'ese lavu. Rabbi Yochanan says that his shoma of an essay is a lot. So, Memela, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have two problems. Problem number one is, Ahi de Pesach umila mitzvahs asay, akochot loik Rabbi Kiva. So, if Rabbi Yochanan said his shoma of an essay is a lot, we know that Pesach is a mitzvahs asay, so that cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, if it says, v'shamarta sachuka zois, that there's a din shmira on tefillin, and there's a din shmira on Pesach, and so according to Rabbi Kiva, Pesach should be a loisase. So according to like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan is going not according to Rabbi Kiva. Vahid Reish Lakish diyume, the yoyime loikaime, it also won't be good, because Reish Lakish says you can't have a lav by inui. You can't say that Rabbi Yochanan is not going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah Perikama decreases is a Mishnah Perikama decreases that says that Pesach and Mila is a mitzvah sasei. The sugya d'shmaita mash migbor dosi ki Rabbi Kiva the toni oiv like toni yedoni. The Gemara increases wants to say that that Mishnah that says that Pesach is a mitzvah sasei is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So now what did Rabbi Yochanan do with Rabbi Kiva? The tzorich lechalik behi de Rabbi Yochanan de loydomi lishar ishome de eser. So Taisvis explains as follows. Taisvis, he doesn't explain what the chilik is, but Taisvis in Erevin explains as follows. That there's two types of ishome of an essay. There's ishome of an essay of a mitzvah bikumvasei. Okay. The Torah says, miyomim yomima. So miyomim yomima, learn out, you should wear tefillin by day. There's a lava bo michlala say, you should not wear it when it's not day, after the shkia. So memela, that what Rabbi Yochanan said, that ishama from the essay is a lava, that's only on the lava bo michlala say. That means there's a mashmois, it should be worn by day and not by night, and that ishama tells me there's a lava if you'll wear it at night. But that what the pasuk tells me, there's a mitzvah bekumva say to wear tefillin by day, there's no lava on tefillin by day. Rabbi Yochanan only said on a lava bo michlal asay, Hishama makes it for a real lava. So memela, so Taisha says very good. So Pesach is a mitzvah bekumva asay. A mitzvah bekumva asay, Hishama is an asay, I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan. Bepicha zu tzedoka, tersiv yotzo mipi tzedoka. Yakriv, so we see a lotion pair by tzedoka. Yakriv oisoi, melameid shekoifen oisoi. We learn now from this pasuk that you force him to bring the kol. So Taisva says, kol mitzvahs asay nami koifin, k'da'oma beperik narish an ispatzo, makin oisai ad shetet say nafshay, amoyre de kezach, that if a person does not want to be mekayim a mitzvahs asay, is makin oisai ad shetet say nafshay. You make a noise at your tate say nafshay. Lulav eini noitel, suke eini yoishiv, is makin oisei atzitetze nashu. So this is a din by all mitzvahs aseye posim. So I bezoi fektach toise, so why din body tzirich kro hoche, so why need a special posik by a kolben, you force them to bring the kolben? What is a kolben different than taking a lulav, than sitting in a suke? Bishim desalke daitev, dein koifin kan lefisha kosov lir tzoyne. I would think kolben is different, because it says lirtzoyne. So I would think lirtzoyne means it has to be done completely through his will. So that's why I have a special posik to tell me that no, that even though it's not, we're convincing him to bring the kolben, it's also called lirtzoyne. V'imtayim, od esna bepeka oime mishkoli. The Gemara says in Elchin as follows: Chayvei chatois bashamois ein bemashkin in oisam. A person is chayva chatos and an osham. You're not bemashkin him. That means bezin is not yoyged on the chosov to take money to buy a kolben. That means he brings it. He doesn't bring it bezin mishsechnish. Chayvei oilois ushlamim. A person is chayva an oilol ushlamim. Bemashkin in oisam. There, if he doesn't bring it, we yerd in the chosav. We take away his belongings and we buy an oilon shlomim. Taktaisis heichidami. When is this talking about? You're differentiating between a oilo and a chatos. Imekami da osili de baal ta'acher. If it's speaking about before three regolim. Afila oilo is a shlomim namiloi. So oilo is a shlomim also. What do you mean bemashkin him? He has time yet. Vida ova bebal ta'acha. He was ready over bal ta'acha for lechatos vashom is nami. So then he was over. He sees it's three regalim he's not bringing. You should force him after lechatos vashom. The yeshloime the la'olam b'shaloi ova radayin. It's speaking about that he was before the three regalim. Ela the chazin ishum misatza lahavi. But we see from his actions that he doesn't have any intentions to bring. The Taisa Shishanim says umaitzi haitzois. Chinam shaloi letzairech, kedesh leyishoyer biyodai maliknes. We see from his actions at the rate he's spending money, by the time the three regalim will come, he won't have a penny to buy the kolben. So we see from him that if we won't take measures now, he won't bring the kolben. Lahochi memashkenin. So therefore we yerdu nechosav now. We take away his nechosim. We buy from his nechosim a kolben. V'im ein moitzin b'mel mashkenay. If he doesn't have any money, oskoyfen k'dekam arocha. Then we force him physically. V'im taima barachatos v'oshem. We don't do anything now. Why not? Because achatos v'oshem, you don't have to be afraid. He won't bring achatos v'oshem. Achatos v'oshem, everyone will bring because they're scared. Achatos he's chayev koras b'shoygik. He'll get Yisurim. He'll be, don't worry about it. He'll take care of himself. He doesn't need motivation from Ayidei Bezin. He'll take care of himself. Toisves mimtaima va'oilis maitaima boilis kuni tvei mechatois va'shomis. Why by an oila do you have to force him? The perikama des vochim oma da oilis nami mechapre machai v'yasei. An oila is also mechapre. If you tell me a person is scared, a kolben, that's mechapre, he'll bring it on his own initiative because he's scared of an oinish. So memela, so why do you force him on an oila? He'll bring it on his own initiative. Yeshloimek, even the mrinim ba'alme, shim osa tshuva loizoz mishomat shemoichlum loim, rebe tshuva miskapa v'loidomi lechatois v'ashomis. So lecheretais means to say as follows. A oila is brought on a bitl mitzvah sasei. It's meiridik. We have to understand the person did not learn krishma once. His manoi, he brought a kolben oila. Twice, he brought two kolbonis. Bittul Teir is also a mitzvah sasei. It's shreklach. But al kaponim on a bittul mitzvah sasei, a person brought an oila. So Teir asked the kasha, why do you have to force him to bring an oila, bring it on his own initiative? Because he knows if he won't bring it, it's bitter. So Teir says no. On a mitzvah sasei, shrek nish the mensch. Why? Because there's a klal tshuva helps. And the mitzvahs I say, ein neizoz misham ad shemoichlum loy. Aye, why do you have to bring a kolben oila take? A kolben oila is a doiren leratzoisoi. The Balatanya explains, we have to understand like this. that if a person, let's say, was mevatel a mitzvah sasei, he did a gevaldik avla. We don't know what this is, but he did a gevaldik avla. He was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. So it's bitter. He did tshuva. He's mischaret. So the Rabbeinu Yoin, the Baal HaTanya says, no tainis on him. Remoichalim, no tainis. He won't be nenesh. But the yachas, the relationship between him and the Rabbeinu Shloilom is a big barrier already. Not to say, you are over mevatel a mitzvah sasei, you did tshuva, we won't punish you, but you're not the same. A mizrach vanfet medinish geben, we're not the same. Good, but we're not the same. In order that there should be the same chibe that existed before the bittul mitzvah sasei, he had to bring a korban oila. That's what the Baal HaTanya says, bizmanein would only have korbanos, that's enough tanesim. The tainus is that chelbi v'dami is equivalent to, miyat chelbi v'dami is equivalent to an oila. But al kaponim, so you speak to a person, bevetmanit shlogin, I won't go to Gehenim, finished. So I won't be a mizrach, I'll be by the tishvelach zayin by the end. So geitmanishton. That's the mentality of a person. So therefore, by an oila, if you won't motivate him, he won't bring the korban oila. Because I'm satisfied already. That's what he says now before knowing too much. So therefore, by an oila, you have to be memashkinim. Achatos, you don't have to be memashkinim. Abeis nachshayin. Chai vekrisus is, you need Yom Kippur and Yisurim, and it's a bit of a geschäft. Don't worry about it. The chatos will take care of himself. You don't have to be memashkinim in order to bring a chatos. Chad the Omar v'loy afrish. So the Gemara said one posik is speaking about Omar v'loy afrish, and the second posik is speaking about afrish v'loy yakim. Nearly. The Mishani Kach, the Gemara answers as follows. Sherei Hiksho, the Gemara asked the Kasha, me esse and me loisase. It says an esse to bring it. A loisase not to be ma'acha. Umi isuyoi. And it says you force him. Nire bechol chad roitze beis psukim. By each one it says two psukim, betrei lomoli. Umishani, the Gemara answers, tzrichi bechol chad trei kro. You need two psukim for each one. The chat ko osa glaloma v'loy afrish. One posuk is coming to tell us if he said he's going to bring, he didn't bring, so mamela, he's even asking a lot. Eko asheni osa glal afrish v'loy akrish. Uporich, and Gemara asked me, motzis amrit, the oma v'loy afrish, that this posuk is speaking about, he wasn't mafrish, but nedovik sivbei. By this posuk it says, Nedovos, nan, perusha, kach nirale, haich mukmesa esa, valoi sasa, vo isi, an nedovid de kroi, doma valoi afrish, how could you say that the esen loi sasa is speaking about? The nedovid speaking about oma valoi afrish. Ha oison, gimel and yonim esa valoi sasa, visi niri de koil and nedovid, kamayla nedo. The es is going on in the nedovid also, shabi oisa kroksim nedovid, kadama leel, nedovid kemashmo. How could you have Oma v'loy afrish by Nedove? Hoseh Ibchem, he said, the Oma v'loy afrish is the opposite of a Nedove. Sherei Oma v'loy afrish, if it was Oma v'loy afrish, ain't he Oma ha-reizu? He doesn't say this is a korban. V'loy afrish, ain't he Oma ha-reizu? Adarabe, who ka oimer, harei olai. Omer v'loy afrish, he's saying, koim harei olai nedo. Shreini mafrish oz. Unedove pirushi, da oma harei zu. So that's the most kash. Umafrish, boi se shok, it is not eis a nedo, eis a dobe. Mishani mashkachas lo da oma v'loy afrish, de mashme nedo, mashkachas lo tarti, afilo ben edobe. You have a case ben edobe also, kagoin da oma, Harei olai oila is mekav himself to bring an oila al menas shleis chayev b'achayuso. That I'm not chayev b'achayis. That means as soon as I'll be mafrish, that's finished. Kshoyme harei olai who come my neder. Beroitze laso is nedove. But what is he's making on himself a neder to bring a nedove? Kshoma boy din nedove. Kshoma boy boy din nedove. Boyme adai nechofes oschay b'achayuso. Does the one be chayev b'achayuso? Alme. The mashkachas lo doma v'lei afresh kaim arei olai, while kol zeis ni kenedove, she reitzo shlo yischai bach yuso kenedove. Eizel neder mishni beperkam dekinim. Al menash shlo yeschaye vachiyusa loydomi lemasta mashekosov betoire, because that's what his neder is. He's saying, I want to be mechayev myself to make one afrosha. That's what he was mechayev himself. So memele, he can't be mechuyev more than what he was mechayev himself. Zokte gemore weite, bepiche zu tzedoke. Oma rove, u tzedoke mechayev alo laalte. Tzedoke, this is, we had before, Taisis Daftal brought down this gemore, and Taisis launched the gemore speaking about the love of Baal Ta'acher, that on tzedoke, you mechuyev Baal Ta'acher right away. My time, the kaimi aniyim. There are aniyim around, so you mechayev right away. So we had explained then, Shitas HaTosfos, according to Rab Reuven, that the mitzvah of tzedoke is dei machsoiroi asher yechseloi. The chiyuv of tzedoke is to be memale the chesaron of the oni. The chesaron of the oni is now, so this man to give the oni is now. By not giving him today, you are ma'acher this man of your neder, of the neder of tzedoke. Mashein came by kolbon, if she say, arei alai lahavi kolbon, so this man to bring it is not now. Why should you bring it now? I can bring it in a week, you can bring it in a month. So by kolbonis we have a limud that the Torah made us man of frire golem. But by tzedoke, since it's kaimi aniyim, so this man is now to be mekayim, and a day passes by and you didn't give it, you have a baal ta'ach. Frek the gemore pshite, it's poshit, it makes sense what you're saying. So he must have made the time, even the binyon of the kolbonis ksive, since the bepichas ut tzedoke is written in the same posuk of kolbonis. So I would think that the Zegzeres HaKosev, that it has Hilchis Kabonis ad Ovri Allah Gimel Regolim Ke Kabonis. Kemash Melon, as is it is a, oh, Samud Talino Rachmona Berigolim. There, by Kabonis, Taka, we have Limudim, that is Taka dependent on Regolim. This man of Avos Kolben is three Regolim, Avol Hocholoi. The Shricha Aniyim, here the Aniyim Ashriach, so, Bamela, since Aniyam Ashriach is a chiyuv right away to be Mamalach Eschoinim.